Joseph and His Coat of Many Colours. Many years ago, there were 12 brothers. They lived in a hot and sunny land called Canaan, and they were farmers. Their father was called Jacob, and his two last sons were born when he was already extremely old. Their names were Joseph and Benjamin. And the two youngest were by far the favourites of the old man, so much so that their older brothers became quite envious of them. Joseph was a dreamy boy, and his brothers were always teasing him for having his head in the clouds and not paying attention to what was going on around him. But in fact, Joseph noticed everything, and when his brothers neglected their work or did something wrong, he told their father all about it, and the brothers were furious with him for getting them into trouble. On Joseph's 17th birthday, Jacob gave him a magnificent present. It was a coat woven with a beautiful pattern that contained many different colours. Joseph loved the coat, but when his older brothers saw it, they became even more jealous, and their dislike for him grew even stronger. One day, they were out in the fields, and Joseph started to tell his brothers about the dream he had the previous night. In the dream, the brothers had been gathering the wheat in the fields and tying them up into bundles called sheaves. Joseph's sheaf stood up as if it were alive, and all his brothers' sheaves bowed down before it. When he had finished telling the dream, his brothers were deeply offended and insulted. "What is the meaning of this dream?" they said. "That you shall rule over us, and we shall bow down before you. How dare you dream such a dream? You should shut up and do as you're told." A few nights later, Joseph had another dream, and this time he told it to his entire family while they were eating their meal. He dreamt that he had stood on a mountain top, and the sun, the moon, and all the stars had bowed down before him. This dream was too much, even for his old father. "This is a very unbelievable, crazy dream, young man," he said. "Do you mean that your father, mother, and all your brothers should bow down before you? You'd better not dream such a dream again, or you may regret it." When the older brothers saw how angry their father was with Joseph, they were pleased. But soon their dad went back to favouring Joseph above all the others, and they went back to hating Joseph. One day, the brothers went to tend their flocks in some faraway pastures. Benjamin was still too young to go out to work, but Jacob sent Joseph to join the older brothers. He put on his coat of many colours and went out to look for them. The brothers spotted him from far off, and while he was still approaching, they planned a plot against him. "Oh no, here comes the dreamer boy," said one. "Let's kill him and throw him into a pit. We will tell father that a wild beast ate him up." But Reuben, who was the oldest, decided to save Joseph. He said, "No, let's not be so mean that we kill him. He's an annoying little pest, but he's still our brother. Let's drop him in a pit and leave him as food for the animals. That way we can truthfully tell father that it was not we who killed him, but the wild beasts." Secretly, Reuben planned to come back later and rescue Joseph from the pit before any great harm came to him. And so when Joseph arrived and said, "Here I am, Would you like to hear what I dreamed last night? The brothers said, Did you dream this, little brother? And they seized him, stripped off his coat of many colours, and slung him into a hole in the ground. It was a deep pit, with no water in it, and if the wild beasts did not eat him, he would surely die of thirst before too long, for it was a baking hot country on the edge of the desert. Pleased with their plan, the brothers sat down to eat their lunch. While they were eating, some travelling merchants came by. Their camels were loaded with spices, balms, and myrrh for perfumes, which they were carrying to Egypt. Now the brothers planned a second plot. Judah said, Come, what's in it for us if we just leave our brother to die? Let us at least make some profit out of him. It will be the first and last time that he brings us any good. We'll sell him to these merchants, and they can take him as a slave to Egypt. The others agreed that it was a fine plan, and they sold Joseph to the merchants for 20 pieces of silver. Then they killed a goat and dipped Joseph's coat in the blood. They took the coat to their father and explained that his favourite son, Joseph, had been killed by a wild animal. Their father Jacob wept and tore his hair out with great sadness, saying that he could never be happy again because of this news.